Hello again, Audio Boo. I seem to have been on here all morning, don't I? I'm in the middle of putting my shopping away, and this boo is related to my delivery, or rather my order. I've put all my fridge and frozen stuff away. I now have a whole load of other stuff, but that can wait while I'm having a tea break. I don't know if any other visually impaired users have had a problem with the new Tesco's website. I had an email a couple of weeks ago saying, check out our new website. Not good. I find it very cumbersome when you're arrowing down, which is what I tend to do rather than tabbing, because I've always found that the quickest option. I tend to go through my favourites using B, because I'm a JAWS user. I just press B and it'll take me to the add button, and then I'll just arrow down with the cursor key to the next item. But now there's something else saying, this is in your favourites, and then so you have to go down several times. So I tried tabbing, and you can do that. That's probably just as quick now. But that's not my main issue with the website. My issue is you cannot, as far as I can see, add multiple items to your basket in the way that I'm used to doing it. I've been using Tesco's delivery for about 12 years. And the website has undergone various changes since then. First of all, there used to be a separate access site for the visually impaired, and there was uproar, of course, when that was abolished and we all had to use the same website. But their website's pretty okay, really. It's, I think, probably one of the better supermarket ones. Although I've tried Iceland and I've had Sainsbury's and Asda in the past, which I didn't get on with, but I've got a voucher that my son gave me for £12 for Sainsbury's for next week, because he went in and they gave it out when he got his lunch in there the other week. So I'm going to try them out next week. But Tesco's, back to Tesco's. When you want to put multiple items in the basket, what you normally do is go to the edit field where there's already a one. You backspace out the one, or this is what I've always done, and put in the new amount. I wanted 8 loose carrots. I don't like buying their bags of carrots because I find they go off quickly because they're in a plastic bag. So I like the ones that have been on the shelf and that they put into a plastic bag, and they're usually bigger and fresher. So I wanted 8 of these big carrots. We like carrots. We like all vegetables and fruit. So I went to add 8 carrots, but when I deleted the one, instead of being able to put in the 8, it take me to a completely different web page when I pressed the backspace key. Now, this kept happening last week, and I thought it was some blip with Internet Explorer or something. But I think it's the website, because it seems to be working all right on every other website I've been on. And it seems a bit of a coincidence that it's with the new Tesco's site. So, there was an option with these carrots to tick the box for weight instead of quantity. So I ticked the box. So therefore it read 1 kilogram. And what did I end up with this morning? 1 carrot. What use is that to anybody? It will go in a salad and that would be the end of it. But anyway, that's by the by. It took me a long time to do my Tesco's order, and I ended up missing the deadline the other night, so it was deferred by a day. All because every time I tried to backspace out the number, I went to a different page. So in the end, I just had to add everything I wanted in multiplication. I had to add it manually, 1, 1, 1. Now, I didn't think until just now of another way I could try, and that is to arrow back to the beginning of the one, so to put the cursor over the one instead of before it, and try and press the other delete key and see if that works. I have actually just spoken to somebody at Tesco's, the technical department, and they said they'd had several complaints, and some of them, because first of all, he said, what operating system are you using? Do you know? And I thought, here we go, because I said I was blind. I don't know anything. You know, I don't even know what day of the week it is, for goodness sake. I said, yes, I'm using Windows 7. Are you sure? Yes. Apparently, he's had a lot of complaints that the website doesn't work at all with other operating systems. So he said, it's a good job I'm using Windows 7. I said, well, the rest of the website is fine, but this problem is a nuisance, because I wouldn't mind so much if it took me back to the same place and I could just press the add button again, but it doesn't. It takes me back further up the page near the top and I have to find the item again. And bearing in mind, if I want to do this 3 or 4 times, it's a real nuisance because it shouldn't be that way. The other interesting thing he said was that there's a plus and minus. You just shouldn't have to delete the one. Now, I think this is where the problem lies. And I don't think Jaws reads out the decrease and the increased quantity, which is, it does in the basket when you look at your basket, but when you look at the add to basket items, I have never noticed it saying plus or minus or increase or decrease quantity. Now, maybe that's just me because I'm so used to the old website the way it was that I've arrowed through it and missed it. So I will have another look at that later and see if that, because I think that's the root of the problem. You're not meant to delete the one, you're just meant to increase the quantity or decrease it. There's a plus and a minus. Oh, here comes my cat. Good morning, Pinky. Or is it afternoon? I'm not sure. She likes coming on audio, boo. Don't you, Pink? Chink. She puts her head in my face. Oh, no, here comes the dog. There's no peace for the wicked around here, I'll tell you. So I've left it at that for now. He's just said he's not sure what he can do. He's logged it as a complaint. He was very helpful. I don't want your toy, Niall. Not when I'm doing an audio boo. Oh, dear. I think I better end this. So I just wondered if anyone else out there was experiencing any problems, anything similar happening, because, well, is it just me? They said they'd had other complaints. I don't know if they were the specific problem I'm having, because I went through it very... I told him once and then he asked me to go through it again, exactly what's happening. So I explained it very clearly how I normally change the quantity in the typing field and how now I can't do that because it goes back to another page, which it does. And then I have to find my way back to the page again. And then sometimes I forget and I go to do it because I'm so used to doing it. And I forget that I can't do that anymore. And now I've ended up with one blessed carrot. It is a big one. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. And the rest of the shopping is still waiting to be put away. But anyway, I wondered if anyone else had had this problem or is it just me? And I'm not complaining, really. I'm just expressing my frustration that because it took me a lot longer. The last 2 weeks, I've really struggled doing my Tesco's order because we have a lot of shopping. It's a big order usually. It doesn't take me that long when I can do it quickly, but when I have all this faffing around, it does take much longer. And I really got fed up with it the last time, especially when I realised I'd missed the deadline for ordering that night, so I had to defer it till today. It was a real pain, but anyway, hopefully they might have enough people complain. So I would urge you, if you're having this problem, to make it known, because the more people that express their displeasure, the more likely they are to do something about it. Okay, bye for now.